Recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast, and I'm your host. My name is Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and above all else, I'm a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you so much for checking out the program this week. If you'd like to support the show, then hey, you totally can. That'd be fine by me. You can do that by heading over to the world famous iTunes store and leaving a quick rating and review. If you want to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free and automatically, aka free-o-matically every time it's uploaded, you can do that by hitting the subscribe button in the BlackBerry and the Windows Phone podcast app, as well as over in iTunes and via the Podomatic app. And if you've got friends who you think might be into the podcast, then hey, share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. And make sure you all head on over to our page and hit that big old like button for us at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Ole. Ole, ole, ole. Ole. Olay. Now, if you're like me, that reminds you of three things. One, El Generico, aka the generic luchador, rest in peace. Number two, that somewhat decent hockey team that plays 5 hours away from Toronto. And number three, the beautiful game. That's right, folks. We've reached that time that comes once every 4 years, and it is World Cup season. And luckily, I find myself once again in the most beautiful place in the world to experience it. That's right, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, aka the best city in the world. And I say that this time because no matter what team you see playing during this tournament, you will see a group of people out there in the streets supporting them with face paint and jerseys and, as of last time, vuvuzelas. Now, while I don't have a team to cheer for specifically, as Canada is not exactly what you would call a powerhouse when it comes to soccer, I find myself cheering for a few, supporting, you know, this nation or the other. Would it be nice to see Brazil win? Yeah, it'd be cool. I always support home nations. It's cool to see people happy. But I'd also be really entertained if they lost, because Brazilians would lose their mind. It, like, think about it. All the stadiums that they built just in time to play this tournament are going to be burnt to the ground in fits of rage. And as a terrible person, I kind of look forward to seeing that, assuming no one gets hurt. Now, something I started to do during the 2010 tournament is cheer for the USA. And I'll tell you why. Because no one cheers for the USA. It drives people crazy. There are a lot of Americans who don't even cheer for the USA. I might be the only person I know who's ever supported this team, and it's great. You want to make Italians angry? Rock the USA. You want to make Nigerians confused? You rock the Star Spangled Banner. You want to piss off Canadians? Well then, hey, there's no easier way to do it. Now, if you are a football fan who has a somewhat decent memory, then you'll recall that the Soca Warriors from Trinidad and Tobago a few tournaments ago made quite the impact on the international scene. I think they scored once. But when they played, I'll tell you this, it was always a party. And one person I always associate with TNT, the Soca Warriors, and parties in general, is today's guest on the program, my boy Steve, aka Young Stevie, aka not the Young Stevie who wrote his name on the doors at Notre Dame Secondary School. Totally different guy. Allegedly. I've known this gentleman since we were both a couple of little youths playing basketball and Pokemon in our driveways. One thing about West Indian culture that I feel everyone needs to know is that when you get close to, like, older adults, you call them your uncle and your auntie. So Steve's parents are basically my uncle and my aunt, so which kind of makes Steve a cousin of mine. And everywhere I go, I will tell people Steve's my cousin. But then people won't be like, oh, really? Well, how are you guys related? And then you have to tell them you're not related, even though we're cousins, kind of, sort of. It's a very circular argument you find yourself trying to make, and it rarely ever goes well. So I just tell people that Steve is my Steve. We ended up talking for like an hour and a half, and I don't even think we really scratched the surface of any of our great adventures. This one time, me, him, my sister, a couple of his cousins were outside running around late at night, and this dude came out in like his underwear from one of the houses across the street trying to tell us to be quiet, and Steve's mom just gave that guy hell, and it was great, and we didn't even talk about that. Going back to the days when I was just starting this podcast, wondering who I would possibly be able to get on this show, Steve was one of the first names that came up, because Steve is Steve, man. I think everybody has their own version of Steve in their life, so here is my Steve, aka Steve. Enjoy.
Alright, well, speaking of work, you want to talk pigs?
I suppose you're going to ask me about that, eh?
It's a quality story that I think you're the only person in the world who has.
You know what? I'll talk about it, but you got to ask me. I ain't going to talk freely about
it. Oh, man, what do I... Tell me everything you know about pigs. No. Let me channel my inner Larry King here.
You got to use your interviewing skills.
Yeah, of which I have none. Have you ever heard this show?
I have heard this show.
I just let people talk.
Nah. I mean, yeah, but nah.
Thank you. So what is it like to work with pigs every day? Have you named any pigs yet?
No.
You should probably say what you do. Steve is a scientist. Steve is a man of science. you can go.
I'm an epidemiologist.
Exactly. So. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
So I'm a scientist who works with monitoring disease.
Animals of the pig variety as he monitors diseases.
Well, not necessarily pigs. I don't want to work with animals at all. I just work with animals now because I kind of
kind of have to. Or are you just getting it out of your system?
It's a little bit unethical to do the things I do with animals with humans. But yeah, as an epidemiologist, we study diseases and kind of monitor the health of populations. And I work with pigs right now because I work on pre-human vaccination trials and stuff like that. So that's why I get to,
That's as far as we need to go.
Yeah.
As far as we need to go with Steve and the pigs. Because we could take this in a direction. I don't know if we want to go in that direction. So for pigs, I will jump to this. Do you remember the first time we tried to kill a pig?
We tried to kill a pig?
Yes. Or a boar, if you will.
Oh, man.
You see, as I've known Steve since basically ever, Steve was around when I had my first PlayStation game.
Yeah.
A little game called Herc's Adventures, which to this day, still haven't beat. Mainly because I haven't played it in years. But if I played, I still wouldn't beat it. I've beaten Heavy Rain. I got the best ending on the first try. I killed the bad guy, got the girl, and saved my son.
You saved everyone?
I saved everyone.
Wow.
One try. Like, I haven't gone back to play it, because where do I go from here? Just downhill? No, I'm just leaving it. But there was this game, PlayStation, Herc's Adventures, which we still have not beat. I've never played a game in which we needed to take a pencil and paper and draw out our plan of attack. And how have we not beaten this? Because we're too educated men.
You know, the sad thing, too, is that we really got to see ourselves grow with that game. Because I remember it used to take us, like, 2 hours.
This is true.
The last time we played that game, we got where we would took us 2 hours before. We got there in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, flat.
Wasn't even hard.
Yeah. We didn't even have to think about it.
It was same with Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah.
I remember there's only one person I ever knew who got to, like, the third level. Sean. And he did it like nothing. And then like years later, I'm like, all right, I'm going to play this game. I'm going to see how far I can go. Beat it one shot. I was like, oh, really? There are only 8 levels to this game?
There's a community of people who honestly still believe Parappa the Rapper's heart.
Nope. You know what the cheat is? You just freestyle. You can button mash all you want. You don't have to stick to the lyrics. You just button mash in like a rhythm. And they'll give you points.
Really?
Apparently, that's the rumor. I haven't tested it. I have things to do. But apparently, if you just go triangle, 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 they'll give you points for just being rhythmical. Apparently. I need to try it.
That's nothing but the message.
Which means all the time we spent losing, jumping from square after triangle, we were just shooting ourselves in the foot and wasting our youth. We could have been outside playing.
We did enough of that.
We did. Someone broke their leg once. Not one of us. But as I'm sure she could still take me in a fight. I'm not naming name.
You know, we were kind of making fun of her the other day because we went to go buy clothes for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured out that me, her husband, my brother, and her, she has the broadest shoulders. My sister...
Oh, man.
My sister could take any of us in a fight.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Scary, scary woman, man.
She's the woman... She's the reason I don't answer... You know, when you came over today, I did not open the door for you. You know why I don't open the door?
Mm.
Because of her. Ever since the time she exposed the CIA outside of the house, I was convinced that we should not open the door for these people knocking. She told us, and I quote, to duck. Told us duck under the window. And to this day, I will not open a door for someone who is knocking.
Yeah, everyone's family has, like, you know, the nutter. Like, the crazy uncle who believes, like, there's tinfoil in our heads that keep the aliens away from us. And if the tinfoil falls out, then, you know, we get abducted.
I don't know if I have that uncle, but I'm sure I have a few aunts. They like to drink.
I think all West Indian people like to drink. Except for the new generation of us.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's because I've witnessed everybody else drinking and be like, I'm good. Somebody's got to drive.
Yeah. I think that's me too. So you've never drank?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then I just don't feel the need to.
Yeah. Same.
It's like, okay, well, you guys have fun. I'll be here when you need me to prop you up.
Like, I think for Stacey's engagement, that was like the last time I drank around family.
Whose party was it when... I don't know if you were there, but me and Brian were like mixing wines together.
Oh.
There was a red wine and a white wine. I was like, yo, we should make pink wine. And he's like, all right, I'll do it. I'll mix them if you drink them. I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
That's such a Brian idea.
That's why I don't drink. See, that one time is an example of why I should never drink. Didn't even taste good.
I work in garbage.
I did that too.
That was your first episode.
Yeah.
Mine would be I play in mud.
So this one day I'm taking a bus, and it's the bus that goes past where I used to work at the garbage place.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the old Jamaican ladies from the place got on the bus at the same time.
Oh God.
And I'm just watching them like, this was my life? Really? And they're looking at me like they don't know me. Because obviously they didn't care about me at all when I was there. But I knew them all by name. I'm like, these people are so weird. What was I doing with my life?
No.
This is instant regret. It's amazing.
The first day I like ever went to a pig farm and I had to castrate 200 pigs. And I was traumatized beyond belief. All
mm-hmm.
I could think about was the time of your podcast over and over again. I
playing
garbage. And I'm like, I work in testicles. Like that was the most traumatic. You don't know trauma until you
done what you've done, even when I've seen the things you've seen.
Man. Noises, man. They stay in your head.
Ew.
Like, I went home that day, and I wasn't even tired, but I went to sleep.
Yo, that's been me for the past 2 weeks at school.
Mm.
I think during the first week of school, I went to bed Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Thursday, like 7:30, and then Friday, I stayed up to like 8:15. Just... knocked out.
I'm convinced I will never, ever, ever, as an adult, find a regular sleep pattern.
I had it for a while last year. It's beautiful.
It must make you feel like a real person.
Yep.
Yeah. I just can't. I have insomnia or something. Like I can easily stay up any night, no matter how tired I am, till 5.
Yeah, 5 is a good hour.
Yeah. And like, it's disheartening in the summer because... when the sun starts coming up again and you're just like, you lose the motivation to sleep.
At that point, you just feel weird.
Yeah.
It's like, well, where do I go now? Do I go to sleep or do I just stay up? Because clearly the day's already started. I always feel like a failure when I see the sun come up.
Yes. Well, if you're me, you're an idiot. So what you do is you see the sun coming up and you say to yourself every time, you're like, screw it, I'll stay awake. I'll just do it. And then you start to get sleepy around noon and you feel the worst thing in the world. Isn't just sleeping in the day. It's waking up with the sun up, like when you fell asleep during the day,
mm-hmm.
and having that greasy feeling on your skin.
Oh, yeah, that weird sleep hangover thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. It happened to me today. Like, I woke up, I was like, man, I really need a shower. But I was too tired to go shower. I think sleepy showers are the worst. You just don't enjoy them thoroughly.
Well, if my shower was cleaner, I would, I think most mornings, be in the fetal position in the shower.
I'm also not a fan of morning showers. Like, you do them because they're necessary, but...
It's something that wakes me up.
Water's never hot enough. I just have so many complaints about the morning shower. Also, heated toilet seats need to be a thing.
You know, there was a time when I told my buddy he was really lonely. He was complaining to me about, like, you know, he just got out of a relationship or something like that. And I told him, I'm like, you could always find human warmth if you sit a toilet seat fast enough after someone got off.
But even that warmth, it's always just a little too warm.
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, though. Like, when you go into a lecture hall and your seat's still warm for the other person. Some people like that. I don't like it, no.
Even if I know the person, I'm like, no, I don't want this. I'm going to go sit in that cold seat. It's just weird. I don't want other people's heat. I'll make my own heat.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's nothing about them there. They didn't leave any DNA, hopefully.
Hopefully. I don't know.
It's the right university and the right all, you never know. But, God, what the hell is this movie about?
I don't know. I thought I saw Godzilla for a second.
Yeah.
The thing from Cloverfield?
Yeah! It looks like a miniature Cloverfield monster.
It's Cloverfield with children.
Look at the Goonies meets Cloverfield.
If anybody listening to this podcast can name the movie we're watching right now, I'll be really impressed.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the movie I told you it was.
See, if I had like a good podcast, I could offer somebody like a chance to win a free t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do sell a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, but then I have to like do things.
Yeah.
I mean, doing things is so overrated in my life right now.
Dude, honestly, it's so easy to whore yourself out. When we were a kid.
And we used to whore ourselves? What? Where's the story going?
No. When we were kids, everyone was just like, they had all these ideals about like, oh, you know, I'll always be true to myself and blah, 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 all that stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, I would sell myself out if anyone would buy.
if anyone was interested.
I would sell out so fast now. So fast. If Doritos wanted to sponsor me, I would wear a Doritos jacket everywhere and promote the shit out of them if they paid me. I am eager to sell out now.
Yep.
Yeah.
The price doesn't even have to be right. Just as long as there's like a price.
Yeah.
A number, like a positive integer, I'll take it.
Maybe even just a neutral zero, given some people their debt loads these days.
Yeah. Just, if you can like handle some of my debt, I'd appreciate it.
That would be nice.
I do disgusting things for like some air miles or some reward points.
So am I like old enough where I should give a damn about air miles yet, or like?
I have an air miles card. I think I used it once, and then I just gave it to my sister.
Well,
like the only place I know you can use it for sure is the gas station. And only one gas station, not all of them.
You can use the Metro. Like, I go grocery shopping, like, every other day.
Yeah, but, like, Metro is the farthest grocery store for me. Fortino's is right there. Mofrills is right there. And, like, even if I go to the mall, I technically have to go past Freshco in the parking lot to get to Metro.
Someone's gonna geohash your location, dude, and try to rape you.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time.
For me,
that's like, how I'll know I've made it as a podcaster.
Someone tries to rape.
I'm gonna be like, yes. I mean, no, no.
That was really weird for me when I, in the last year of university, I was the music president at Waterloo,
mm-hmm.
And to me, it was an entirely meaningless, just you know, counted for nothing position, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case for everyone though. People would come up to me. I never met before. They'd be like, oh, I know you. You're the president of the music club. And I'd be like, how do you know that?
Why are you aware of this information?
Yeah. And the whole, I was up with the meetings. We're like, oh, it's a sorry name. It's like, why do you, how should I? Like, by people caring made me think if I should care.
Yeah.
And the answer was always no.
Yeah. So the other day in class, it was a Tuesday morning, and the Monday night I spent reading the two chapters before class, which I never do. Like, this is grad school, and that's the first time I've ever done it. So I roll into class, I'm ready. And the first thing this guy talks about in class was, on the first day he made us fill out these questionnaires about who we are and stuff. And he's like, oh, I got people who like music. I like people who like sports. I also have this one guy who hosts a podcast. I didn't care, so I just started writing actual facts about me. Mm-hmm. And then he starts quizzing me about my podcast. On the one day, I was not prepared to talk about it. I was prepared to talk about business strategies. And I gave the worst business pitch for this show ever. I'm like, it's a show about nothing, where I talk to people. And apparently I'm really bad at pitching this show. But if Doritos is listening, I'll wear your jacket.
I would love to hear you try to pitch the show.
I don't know how to do it. Like, in my mind, I know how to do it. But, like, verbally? No. I got no idea. How do you describe the show?
I guess it's hard enough to write a resume.
Yeah. And, like, that I have actual qualifications on. This, how do you be like, yeah, it's on iTunes.
How did you even get on iTunes?
How do you get in, or how do you get on the chart?
Both.
You get in just by, like, giving them your link. Mm-hmm. You get on the chart when apparently enough people listen to you. But the way I have my thing set up, I can't check the numbers, so I don't know how many people it takes to get on the chart.
Jesus. I listen to, I would say, every other one. There's sometimes, like, for every podcast, like, podcasts for me, it's just like, I'm really bad with it because I'll start it and then I'll be like, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I'll just stop. Podcasts never take priority for me.
Yeah.
Except for, like, when I'm walking to school or something like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Which sucks because I'm really bad memory too, because I'll get halfway through one of your podcasts and then I'll start listening to DNTO and then I will combine the two.
And they'll just blend?
Yeah.
Yes! I've made it. Halfway.
It's kind of like that state of lucid dreaming where, like, you're not too sure if, after a few days have gone by, if you have made real memories recently or if those are dreams that you had.
Yo, dreams are the weirdest thing ever. And the older I get, the more I appreciate them.
Gobbledygook, dude.
Mm-hmm. I was having this dream on the bus one time, and I think... So I'm sitting in the chair on the bus, or sitting in the seat, and like I'm imagining eating this burger. I don't know if I've told you this story yet.
Oh, God,
So I'm holding the burger in my hand in this dream, and I'm about... It's like slow-mo every burger commercial you've ever seen before. And I'm moving in with my mouth opening to eat this burger. And all of a sudden, I wake up with my mouth an inch away from my backpack and just moving in slowly. And I was like, ah! Totally about to eat some JanSport right there. It was really weird. And then I was really disappointed because, like, now I don't have a burger. And I'm the guy who tries to eat his stuff. Very present.
I should probably...
Is it after 12?
Yeah, I should probably cut it.
Yeah, we should probably wrap this up. How long have we been here? Is there anything else we need to mention? You said you need to be more active on Twitter. This will be the moment to tell people your Twitter.
Oh, God. No. Follow me on Twitter at LiterallySteve.
Literally.
Literally Steve. And shout-outs to everyone who plays Dota. If you played Dota, buy the compendium.
Here.
Yeah, do it. That's my only shout-out.
Big ups to Stevie for coming through with a good conversation for the program. Big ups to the whole Trini posse. And big ups to you listening to this. Because, well, I'm not stingy when it comes to bigging up people. So big up yourself. Big up your chest. Walk around. Feel good about yourself, you know? Before we wrap this up, I want to announce my upcoming schedule. That's right. I'm finally making it in the world as a person with plans to be places other than in front of this microphone. I'm going to be back in downtown Toronto June 18th to the 20th at Idea City, which is a conference that I think I will easily be able to explain to you as 3 days worth of TED Talks. It should be great. And you know why it should be great? Because that is also the beginning of the North by Northeast Festival, which I will be walking distance from. So if you're down there at either of those events, check out your boy, come say hello, wave, let's take some pictures, man. Because I know as well as you do, if it's not on Facebook, it did not happen. I read that once on a t-shirt that belongs to a friend of mine, shout out to her. Now that all that's out of the way, I can finally hit you with the plugs before we go. YouTube.com/GeniusBoy88 for all the videos. I'm on Twitter, @ThatCSAGuy, and be sure to hit the like button for us
over at the show's website, thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Remember to leave a comment, subscribe, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend, do all that good stuff. And since that wraps it up from here, I will tell you this. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And before we go, here's one for the road. Shout out to all you batteries sold separately. Someday, you'll be included. Thank you, George Wallace.
Shout outs to Fry Cook on Venus for actually thinking that I was worthwhile, because apparently that's not something that anyone thinks I'm worthwhile for.
I should probably like co-sign you there, but I don't know. We'll see how you do in editing.